It's been 50 years since the last passenger ferry made its crossing here on the banks of the Tamar in Saltash. It was one of the longest-running crossings the world has ever seen. At more than 900 years old, it has seen many people across the river safely. Organiser Lynn Marsh explains how Sunday's event came about.
The idea behind the celebrations was the fact that we need to acknowledge the 50 years. The ferry was running for over 900 years and such a significant and important part of the history of Saltash and Cornwall. We were also made aware of the deep affection that the ferry was held in with lots and lots of local people, and that has driven us to actually start to compile ferry memory bank. We've already heard of a dog that used to travel across the ferry by himself, sitting up next to the chimney to keep warm. We've actually in possession of a birth certificate of someone who was actually born on the ferry. We've had lots of stories about people in the back of ambulances in the ferry. The whole of life was played out on the Saltash ferry.
Thank you.
One of the volunteers helping to set up here, Dr. Wendy Hudson, says when the ferry stopped, many people feared it was the end of Saltash.
It's very important because the day the ferry stopped, the whole town changed. From being a very small integrated community, all of a sudden people from the other side with easier access were coming over and choosing to live here. And we had a lot of sort of cowboy development around the town. New estates being put up in various places without proper community centres or focal points for the residents. And of course people then didn't integrate, and we had a very much of a floating population as a result. Many people did view it that this was the ending of Saltash as we knew it.
It's hoped the celebrations will help keep the memory of the ferry alive. Kath Rowe is making tea for the volunteers.
When I was younger, I used to come across, because I had relatives lived in Saltash. We used to come over with Nan on a Sunday, you know, either on the ferry or the train. And everybody enjoyed it. It's a part of history, isn't it? You know, so that the youngsters will know what it's all about, you know. I mean, a lot of these youngsters didn't even know if ferry existed, did they?
Beryl Dickinson had the ferry called out in the middle of the night when she went into labour.
When I was a child, we used to get on the bus at Tyford, come to Saltash, walk down here, pay a penny to go across the ferry, and a penny to ride back, and then catch the bus home, and that was our day out. That's frightening, isn't it? When you think of it, in this day and age, we were happy with a penny on the ferry. After that, when we came to Saltash, we used to go across the ferry, my husband to go to work, me to take the children to hospital. Oh yeah, the ferry was called out when I had my first child, who is now 58, because I had to go to hospital in the middle of the night and had to call the ferry out to take me over to hospital in the middle of the night. Well, about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Lynn's husband, Tony Marsh, says he used to use the ferry as a playground.
Well, I was running around this waterside area between the ages of sort of 10 and 14 and 15. And up to when I was 11, the ferry was a permanent fixture. And it was one of our play areas. Jump on and off the ferry whenever we wanted, go across to the other side, use the park over there, jump back on whenever we wanted.
Do you miss it?
Well, it's a long time ago, so memories are coming back because of this weekend, I think.
How important is it for us to remember things like this?
Well, it is important to recall, talk to the people who remember the ferry, so that other generations to come will know why, one of the main reasons why, their town is here.
For most, though, memories are starting to fade, something which Lynn says must not happen.
We believe that it's essential. It is our history, it is our past, and we do want to ensure that today is just the start of securing the Saltash Ferry's history in the minds of future generations.